Hey, Natasha, you got the recording going?
Yes.
Okay, great. So this should be a fairly quick meeting today. We want to open this meeting of the Rome Pit Number 1 Board of Trustees, scheduled for today at 10:30 a.m. Just for the audio recording, let's do a quick roll call. I'm Matt Yentz, District Council. Why don't we just go around and everybody call out their own name?
Doug Robinson, board member. Tony Hill, board member.
Michael Jensen with CLA.
Shelby Kleiner with CLA.
Natasha Osmus at Snow Jensen and Reese.
Okay, thanks. On our consent agenda today, these items could be taken together. We have approval of the minutes of the board meeting, which was held on September 20th, 2022. We also have an item on here for the approval of any payment applications and requisition requests made since the last meeting, which might still be pending. Any comments on the minutes, first of all, guys? Okay. Michael and Shelby, anything we need to do on payments or requisition requests at this point?
Yeah, good question, Matt. I guess, you know, Seth sends those, I think, to this whole group each month. You know, they weren't included, but maybe we could just kind of do a ratification of what we've processed since the last meeting.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. So, if there's no questions about either of those items, just look for a motion to approve the consent items on the agenda.
I make the motion to approve the consent items on the agenda.
Okay, and I can't tell from on my camera who made the motion and who didn't. So.
I make the motion on the agenda.
Okay, thanks, guys. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. That takes us to our action items. The first item today is to consider adoption of the tentative operating capital budget for 2023. And I will turn the time over to Shelby and Michael to address this.
Thank you, Matt. I will pull this up on my screen. Again, I apologize that I didn't get this out sooner. Can you all see the PID number budget on my screen?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I will walk through this, stop you along the way with any questions, go through it fairly quickly. So this first page here, the property tax number information, we are working with the county to make sure that the values we have presented here are accurate. So these are estimates at this point, and to confirm the taxes that will be paid and remitted over to the district for this year. I do want to talk about the presentation here. So the, you know, taxes that are paid in 2022 really are not available for use until the 2023 budget year, since they come in at the end of the year at the earliest. So basically how we reflected this is the taxes for 22 now showing in 2023. So showing an adjustment here, and then the $147,000 would then be reflected as revenue for 2024. So just to better reflect the timing of those tax revenues. And then next page is the general fund budget. So here for 2023, estimated about $45,500. Primarily for accounting, legal, insurance. This would also include the annual audit. And then that would be funded from transfers from other funds, primarily for those property tax revenues expected. And then the debt service fund. Here again, we have the property tax revenue, some interest income, and then expenditures, primarily the scheduled interest payments on the 2021A bonds. And then the trustee fees to UMB for their services. And then lastly, the capital projects fund. We're estimating a carryover just over $2 million into 2023. And we have shown that net amount being expended in 2023. three. So any questions, concerns, things that kind of stand out?
Okay, thanks, Shelby. Just as a reminder, guys, as to the budget procedure that we're required to follow, once we adopt this as a tentative budget today, then we're required to have a public hearing on the budget, which we can probably hold, first or second week in December. And at that same meeting, or after we hold the public hearing, we can then vote to approve a final budget for 2023, which can include any changes or revisions that need to be made between now and then. So I'd look for a motion to approve the tentative budget, and then we can talk about a date for that follow-up board meeting. Okay, thanks, guys. All in favor?
Aye.
And that was unanimous. So, in terms of schedule, we'll just need a short meeting, of course, both for PID 1 and PID 2. I don't know what works for you guys. Just looking ahead, kind of first or second week in December. It looks like if we wanted to do it at the same time on a Tuesday, we could do that on Tuesday the 13th. But we've got plenty of other times available too, so whatever works for you guys. Okay. Let's plan on that then, Natasha, if you'll set it up and send out the invite. 10:30 on December 13th. Okay, so that takes us to our next item, and then just by way of explanation, you guys probably felt a little deja vu if you're looking at the agenda here. This is a resolution approving the annexation that we've previously discussed. The reason that we put this back on the agenda, even though you've approved it previously, is that in our recent conversations with the Lieutenant Governor's office, they're getting a lot more strict with the deadlines for filing things. And so because we're still working through that with them, and we need some additional time, we decided to put this back on the agenda just to have you reapprove. It's the same exact resolution. We just gave it an A on the end so we could show that it was updated with a current date. So we're just asking for you to reapprove the resolution approving the annexation. Nothing has changed. It's exactly the same as you've approved it before, but this will allow us to provide it to the state with an updated date. So any questions about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look for a motion to approve that resolution then.
Motion to approve the annexation boundary changes. Is that the resolution for any reference?
Yeah, that would be the easiest way to do it. It's 2022-03A.
I make a motion to approve resolution 2022-03A. Second.
All right. Thanks, guys. We have a motion and second. All in favor of approving the resolution as moved.
Aye.
Okay, thanks, guys. We don't have any other items on the agenda for PID 1. Anything we need to discuss before we close and move into our PID 2 board meeting?
I would like to mention I won't be a particular type of resolution. We have a new budget for phase 2 single family from the developer.
What I would suggest, and obviously Shelby and Michael, if you have other thoughts, they're definitely welcome, but I would suggest we just get that proposed budget to Shelby and Michael and let them incorporate it into the budget for the PID. And then going forward, just do as you have been, you know, just do the requisitions as needed, you know, with all the required paperwork. But I think if we just take that budget and incorporate it into the PID for the next year, that's all that we need to do from the PID perspective, so.
I agree with that. Thanks, Matt.
Okay. All right, look for a motion to adjourn, and then we'll move into our second meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that's unanimous. So Natasha will switch.